Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Lehman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Lehman. And now, play ball. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kubek moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards the mound. Lehman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Howard moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Carey reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Skowron goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Yankees. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnson scores. Cox moves to third. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kubek strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle is walked intentionally. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. 1 out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Carey moves to second. It's 6-0, Yankees. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cux hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kubek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mantle hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Busby throws the ball into Triandos, who tags Mantle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McDougald goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 7-0, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham pinch hits for Ken Lehman. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Frank Zuppo now catching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cux is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Frank Zuppo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuppo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Niemann scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Yankees. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kubek bunts towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a fly ball towards center. Busby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Busby. McDougald moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Zuppo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Zuppo. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Zuppo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Zuppo. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Zuppo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuppo is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuppo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grimm, and towards Kubek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.